With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Welcome to episode 22 of The Naughty Step, the parenting podcast for parenting people.
Starring the apple of my eye and the plum of my bum, Robin Wilder.
And starring man who writes for a living, Stuart Heritage.
You're running out of ideas. Wondering what this podcast is about? Well, we're married, we're parents, and boy do we like to complain about it.
Today on the show, parenting in the summer.
The TV show Blaze and the Monster Machines.
And the worst parenting advice that you have ever received. Hello, Stuart.
Hiya.
How you doing?
Yeah, well, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm so tired.
Are you?
Yes.
But you go to bed all the time every day.
Yes, that's because I'm depressed and I hate my life.
Oh, boy.
And also I'm quite tired, okay. Just from parenting.
But mainly you hate your life.
Yeah, and I'm really depressed. Yes. I regret everything.
Oh, me too.
What you been up to?
Nothing. Literally nothing.
Literally nothing. This makes our life sound really good.
Anyway, I haven't been up to anything. We're potty training a three-year-old. I'm not allowed out of the house. It's driving me crazy.
You are allowed out of the house, just into the garden.
It's driving me so berserk that I can't take the kids anywhere. It's driving me nuts. I feel like I'm in under house arrest.
Well, I mean, you can take the kids places.
But they'll piss themselves all over the place. Won't they? Both of them.
Well, one has nappy on, because he's a baby.
Whatever.
Have you heard of the potette?
Yes, because you showed me it earlier. You came while I was working, and I was in the middle of a thing, you went, Google potette, and I did, and it's just a potty.
It's a potty that you can collapse and take around with you.
Why? So, like, if we're in a shopping centre, and, oh, where's the toilet? Let's pull the child's pants down and watch him do a shit in the middle of a shopping centre. It's a bad idea, the potette. It's a bad idea. I would rather he had an accident, or we found a toilet. I would rather we did the sensible thing and just figured out where the toilets were before we left the house.
So not an endorsement for the potette.
No, I hope they're not sponsoring this episode. They're not. No one does.
So you're not enjoying potty training?
No, it's. I love nappies. Nappies are amazing. I don't know why adults just don't wear... Like, go out for the day to work, take two nappies, and just piss and shit where you are. Well, then you're done. Take it off. You don't have to worry about finding a toilet. Taking a toddler in nappies out is the best thing ever. Because you can just have fun. You don't have to constantly be figuring out where to go in an emergency. If he does a diarrhea, he can diarrhea in his pants. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. I really resent the fact that Herbie's coming out of nappies.
I'm quite interested in how remote a life from reality you lead, in that you think that when you go to an office, you have to constantly find a toilet.
Well, no, but
they
like,
point
no,
them
right,
out
no,
on
oh.
your first day.
Right, so, for example, I work in the shed.
Yes.
Yeah? I know where the toilet is, but sometimes I'm in the middle of a piece and I don't want to lose my train of thought. It would be so much easier if I just shat myself.
the only logical thing here is for you to buy adult nappies.
Yes!
And for Herbie to come out of nappies. I mean, also, our marriage is over if that happens.
You would never know. You would never know if I wore adult nappies in the morning.
Oh, in the morning?
I wear them all the time. I'm not going to worry that my line of concentration is going to break if I'm watching the fucking Handmaid's Tale, am I?
You don't give a shit about the Handmaid's Tale.
No,
you're on your phone the entire time.
Do you know why? Because I don't like it. I don't like watching it.
Why do you watch it then?
Because you make me.
I do. Oh, for fuck's sake, I don't.
Sure, if you watch the Handmaid's Tale, sure. I will look up or, and watch the television twice over the whole hour. And one of those will be to play a jaunty song whenever something sad happens.
Which is throughout.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to wear adult nappies now.
Sounds like...
As part of your recipe for success in freelancing. Please, can you put that in your next masterclass that you do for The Guardian?
Yes.
Wear adult nappies.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
What are we talking about today, Robin?
Today we are talking about parenting during the summer.
This fucking heat. Yeah, I hate it. I hate it so much.
List the things that you hate.
Well, like, currently, the weather's broken slightly. Today.
Yeah, it's a little bit cooler.
A little bit cooler. But it's still... Right, so, chopper up.
Yes.
Sweat.
Yes.
Inability to sleep.
Yes.
Fashion choices.
Yes.
I don't much like wearing shorts.
No, I very much disagree with sandals, even though I'm wearing them right now.
What do you dislike about sandals?
Insects.
Oh my God. Robin, listeners, is scared of... She's not just... I thought she was scared of spiders and maybe wasps. She shrieked and ran away because there was a butterfly.
I did not shriek and run away. I just sidestepped slightly.
You were sitting on a chair. You saw a butterfly. You went, that is your noise. That's 100% the noise you make when you see any sort of butterfly. And you ran halfway down the garden. And I had to, and everyone was like, oh no, butterflies are evil now. Oh no, they're going to kill us. They must kill us because Mummy's reacted in such an overtly cartoonish way. So now, not only do I have to deal with you just shrieking every time you see movement in the peripheral corners of your eye, but I'm having to double and triple compensate for our children because they're convinced that insects are out to kill them.
Well, they are.
They're not. They're just insects.
Well, I just don't... I have a very deeply ingrained dislike of them.
Okay. Anyway, so insects, what else?
Hay fever. I get really bad hay fever, which means I can't go outside during the summer.
What a vicious circle.
I know.
So, right, so summer is shit.
Yes.
Looking after children in the summer is shit!
Looking after one child who is potty training and another child who is teething.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Terrible. I just did a thing for the Times, if you're listening to this, it was yesterday, about how much I hate summer, basically. And I was looking up a study, and it's if the average temperature of an entire day, day and night, is over 21 degrees, which it has been this last week, people turn into monsters. Interpersonal relationships just fail, which I think we can testify for that.
Yes.
This week. And quality of sleep goes down, so you're fatigued, you're ratty. And that's that's exactly what we're like. And we're in fucking the UK, which all the houses are built to withstand the cold.
And we are relatively sheltered because we work from home. Mm-hmm. The only people we have to deal with are each other. We don't have to commute anywhere. So we're shielded from the worst of it. Do you remember living in London when it was very hot and having to get the train everywhere? Oh, you don't remember that because you never got the train anywhere. But I commuted every day. Being in someone's armpit during this sort of weather, the sort of weather where you get sweaty just walking to the station and then having to endure a day of it, it's just...
No, but we've got kids, remember?
So kids?
We're talking about kids.
Oh,
not,
yeah.
Not how much you dislike armpits, other people's armpits. It's just been a fucking nightmare. On Sunday, the heat gave you a migraine.
Yeah.
And I had to look after both of the children who hate each other. They hate each other at the moment because they're ratty. One's got teeth jamming out of his mouth constantly. He's constantly agonised. The other one is freaking out because he's just realised he has control of his bladder. We can't leave the house. We're confined because of this piss thing. I think for the first time since I became a dad, I was like, I don't want to be a dad anymore. I don't like this.
Oh, no.
I hated it. I was ratty. They were ratty. You were out of action.
Yep. I'm sorry?
Yeah, good. Thanks. I appreciate that.
I was pretending. I was just watching...
I know. TV. It wasn't as bad as you said it was, because nothing you say is ever as bad as it said.
Pardon?
I said, this is what's up. I deliberately fudged it again so you'd edit it out.
That started viciously and ended just shittily.
Yeah. Listen, have you been looking for tips, summertime parenting tips?
Nope.
Really? Because on Instagram you definitely have.
Oh yeah, no, I said... I asked what activities to do with both kids, because I find it really hard with both kids, especially now Herbie is becoming more aware that the baby is mobile and can grab his toys whenever he wants. He gets quite upset about it. So people have made lots of helpful suggestions, like get a potette.
Bollocks! No thanks! Oh, quick, Herbie, do a shit in the middle of a train aisle.
I think it's for, like, when you're in the open and he needs to do something.
Like where?
Like in the park.
I'm not putting... No. I'd rather he went in a bush.
I can't... There's so much to unpack with what you're saying.
There isn't. What are the other suggestions? Good ones this time, not bad ones. Who gave you the bad one?
Nobody.
Really? Lots of people suggested... You said it was a suggestion. Get a potette.
Lots of people suggested the potette.
No, how
many? I asked for my own... I asked for posterity, not to shame them on a podcast. This was for...
Posterity.
Yeah.
Maybe we could frame these Instagrams.
Somebody said, in fact...
It's not for posterity, because you shared them online.
I shared some of them.
Oh, well, don't tell me the secret one, then.
For fuck's sake.
Don't for fuck's sake me.
Oh, are you still ratty, Stu?
Actually, it's that the temperature's gone down a bit. I feel quite
jaunty.
So
you're just being a dick?
Not being a dick.
Pete. Go to the works and stock up on paint colouring supplies. Let them loose in Stu's shed with paint.
Who said that?
Katie Ramsden.
Bell end. Hi, Katie. It was nice meeting you the other day.
You bell end. Get in a cold bath with your son.
Mm-hmm. Which one? Both of them?
Both of them.
Watch them fight each other and be cold at the same time.
Potette?
Rubbish. Who said potette?
Jonkleberry.
No.
And Helen writes, as long as you take them to the loo every 45 to 60 minutes is generally fine.
Okay, yes, that's a good piece of advice. Take them to the toilet. And that's what I've been doing, actually, even while he was in a nappy. When we had that trip to the zoo overnight, I made sure we stopped in every available toilet because I didn't think I packed enough nappies. Turns out I didn't. And that's good. That teaches him. It does mean that you spend 20 minutes standing outside a cubicle door while he goes, "Not yet! I'm not done yet!" And you have to sort of make eye contact with people who come in the toilet and realise there's a grown man standing outside the cubicles.
He makes me go in the toilet with him and then face the door, like he's the Blair Witch.
He's done that to me before. I want to see your back.
Mummy, can you look at the door? Mummy, can you look at the door handle? Look at the door! Look at the door handle!
What I like about him learning to do the toilet is he absolutely knows that going to the toilet is dirty.
But he does like to get in the toilet.
Yeah, I found him a few times with his head, his arms and his legs sticking up out the toilet. It looks like someone's used him to plug a leak. He's like the little boy who put his finger in a dike.
This is
in the toilet.
This isn't really about summer, is it? It's about potty training.
But it's about both. I hate the summer more than I hate potty training.
Someone else has suggested going to National Trust properties.
Oh, that's why you decided you wanted to become a member out of nowhere today.
Well...
You literally went, we're going to join the National Trust. And I was like, what? No, not...
At some point, I think it'd be good because there are lots of places to go and they're a bit more interactive and friendly than they were when the days when our parents would take us and it would just be trailing around a fucking stately home.
No. I don't like the sound of that quite much. Today on Watched Under Duress, we are talking about a television programme we've been warned repeatedly never to let our children watch. What is it, Robin?
Blaze and the Monster Machines. It's Plays in the Monster Machines is a Canadian animated show that premiered on Nickelodeon in 2000 and something. It stars Blaze, who is a monster truck, his driver AJ, and a bunch of other monster trucks who live in Axel City. They're racers. They go around having adventures. It's like Paw Patrol, but with monster trucks.
Yeah.
But there's no patrol. They're just trucks.
Yeah. People hate it, don't they?
People really do hate it. I don't really get it.
Why? No, when we started watching Paw Patrol, which I think we started by accident.
Possibly.
And we dislike Paw Patrol.
Yes.
As parents, we are against our children who enjoy Paw Patrol. But everyone was saying, oh God, wait till they start on Blaze. They're going to really enjoy Blaze and it's terrible. I love Blaze.
I like Blaze. I
love it. Yeah.
It was designed to teach different STEM concepts, like buoyancy and trajectory and acceleration and mass, which, you know, Paw Patrol fucking doesn't.
Yeah, no, Paw Patrol's just the fucking idiot mare's got a stupid chicken that's fucked everything up.
Sky is pink. Everything she likes is pink because she's a girl dog.
I'm not fussed about that. I don't like that lady mare. They should let a man do that job. Oh God, don't, if you don't react to that, then I sound like a bastard.
Yeah, why do you think I didn't react? We got a Paw Patrol magazine the other day and I was doing a very good mare voice. Oh, where's Chicoletta?
No, that's not very good. Chicoletta! That's better.
No, it's not. Oh, Ryder, I need help!
She isn't, like, perennially orgasming. Chicoletta!
That's what you'd say if you were orgasming, though, when you were a mare.
If we ever had sex, you'd know that that is what I say.
Well, I don't. Why would I have sex with you? You wear adult diapers. Nappies.
We call them nappies.
Fine, whatever.
Right, but Blaze is good. Let's go through why Blaze is good.
I think Blaze is good because it stops me from asking the questions about Blaze that I should be asking.
Right.
Like, so with Bing... Mm-hmm. There are all these questions that suddenly come up. Where are the parents? What's going on here? With Blaze, it is a city populated by monster trucks. The animals are also monster trucks. The pigs.
Yeah.
The frogs.
I saw a gorilla, I think.
A gorilla monster truck.
Yeah.
AJ is the only human.
Mm.
He is 8. Why does Blaze need a driver? Anyway. But I enjoy it so much that these questions only occur to me afterwards.
Yeah. I've been looking up this AJ thing and I can't figure it out. I thought he was just like the science guy. I mean, you can tell, like, from a mechanics point of view, he's the way in for the children.
Yeah.
But...
From a mechanics point of view?
Yeah, from like a storytelling mechanics. Yeah.
Hello, I'm a mechanic.
No. AJ says, hey, guys, I'm doing all right here.
I may be 8. I may be the only living being.
I'm very good at science and maths.
Blaze is the one who's good, though.
Oh, is he?
Blaze is like the main character. AJ is secondary. I really don't see the point of him except that he's black.
Wow.
What?
No.
We're all trucks, but this guy's black.
Oh,
what?
No, it's fine. I wonder if the AJ was created as like the monkey in Friends. As it was like, hey, there are all these, like, the gimmick to get him in the door. Like, someone at Nickelodeon went, I'm not buying this program about
trucks. There has to be at least one boy.
Yeah. And they go, yeah, there's a boy. He's black.
AJ.
And they went, oh, great. And now they don't know what to do with him. And he'll get, like, sent away to little boy heaven.
What are you talking about? Don't ever write children's programs. Don't take one of the main characters and then just send them away to heaven.
But it doesn't have to be heaven, does it? It could be anywhere.
Could be hell.
Could be a junkyard. Maybe, do you think because they're humans, but the primary animal is a machine. Species is machine. Do you think they have junkyards that are just full of, like, twisted flesh?
No, I don't think that. I don't think anyone has thought it through to that level, apart from the guy who works in a shed. What's your favourite thing about Blaze?
They go very strong on lessons.
Yes.
I saw an episode about inertia. There was a song about inertia.
Yes, and they're quite good songs, aren't they?
Speaking of songs,
theme tune is great.
Not just the theme tune, the theme tunes.
Oh yeah, because there's an opening
theme
one.
Tune at the beginning and at the end.
My favourite is the opening one.
My favourite is the closing one. You sing the opening one.
Gimme, gimme, gimme some speed. plays and the monster machines.
Yeah. And the, obviously the ending one is Blaze and the Monster Machines. It's Blaze and the Monster Machines.
Blaze and the Monster Machines.
It's excellent. It's like Only Fools and Horses.
What?
Different theme tune at the beginning and the end.
Oh, really?
Level of attention you don't get from
what's the what's the what's the opening theme of all Only Fools and Horses?
The opening theme is ding 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 ding. You got me. That no. Oh fuck! Right. I felt like that woman from Little Mix ended that. But the beginning one was why do only fools and horses wear la la la
la la la.
But the
la,
ending.
La,
la. The end credits is much more of a jam. It's Hooky Street.
Oh, I thought they were the same song.
You're a moron. It's Hooky Street.
Bye bye, Hooky Street.
Yeah, bye bye, Hooky Street.
Yeah.
That song.
I'm getting the giggles.
I like television programmes more if they've got a different song at the beginning and at the end.
Like Lost.
Which, the opening theme tune was. And the closing theme went. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, I always think of the opening theme of Lost as, huh? And the closing theme, like, what the fuck was that?
You know, there's a, the when you're writing theme tunes without words.
Yeah, the yeah, I know that.
The big thing to do is to try and make people sing along.
Like Star Wars, Star Wars.
Well, like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, for example, is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. So it fits, but there are no words in it. And The Weakest Link did something like that as well. And there are, throughout, if you look at Lost, I always think that. When it goes, I always go, Lost.
I'm never going to be able to watch that.
Please, because I can't either. It, every single time, it's like a, it's like an English.
My favourite thing about Blaze is the fact that they have audience participation.
Yes. Oh. So
my two favourite things are, one, the fact that they have audience participation. So, like, how many of these puppies are there? One, two, three. Or when they go, to get a super boost, I need you to say, let's Blaze. And then I look at my son, Herbie, and he's just...
Doesn't do it.
Doesn't do it. And I'm like, are you going to say let's Blaze? And he says, no.
And I do that too, and I do it and look at him and make sure he knows that I'm doing it. It never works.
Never works.
He likes it. He likes... Who's your favourite character? Mine is Darrington. Darrington! He says, and it's funny. Shall we rate Blaze and the Monster Machines out of 10?
Yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
7.
Huh.
7, because, like, you know, I don't mind it. I don't love it. Oh, I really like the theme tune.
Yeah, the theme tune is... I gave it 8. The theme tune is 5 of those.
If you remember, last week we had the lovely Rebecca Schiller on our show, and she wrote a book called Your No Guilt Pregnancy Plan, and you can win a copy. No, you can't. 3 people have won a copy. because we asked you to tell us your worst parenting advice you'd ever got, and here are the winning entries. So this is from Alex_Irving92 on Instagram, and she says, them, what is it? Me, he's a boy. Them, that's a shame, he'll find a woman and go off and never speak to you again.
That's not advice.
I know.
It's just a bizarre insult. Did Rebecca choose this one?
Yes.
Okay. Well then, congratulations.
Congratulations. What the fuck?
That's some deep, deep seated issues.
Who said that to you? That's...
Yeah, who is them?
Don't... She doesn't elaborate it,
a
but...
A woman, I bet you.
A woman?
Yeah.
Oh, because the woman scorned thing.
No, no, she's afraid of being replaced. I can't see a dad would ever say, oh, he's going to get married to a woman and never speak to her again. I can't see that in a million years.
So weird.
Another winner is by Liv Manley. My husband's cousin said the best way to get a baby to sleep is to put a bright lamp in their face. They won't be able to open their eyes and will fall asleep. Apparently it worked with their son.
I mean, in a certain way, you can see how that might work. You know, a better way to get them to sleep is to just, like, get a laser and burn off their corneas.
Yeah. Just hold a pillow over their face until they come up. That's, famously, Bedrooms are blindingly yes. light at bedtime.
That's why they? You turn all the lights on.
On as high as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At bedtime.
That's terrible advice. Oh, that's actually God. Bad advice.
Yeah, don't let them babysit. And then the last one is GR Gillies or Ginnies on Instagram. I never know how to pronounce that in the world and not just in my head on Instagram. One, when talking to a sleep expert, I would recommend you buy my book. I bet
okay.
you do, she said.
Okay.
Number two, if you want your baby, this is my favourite, if you want your baby to take a bottle, put vinegar on your nipples.
Oh, vinegar tits.
Please write a parenting book called that.
Oh, here comes vinegar tits.
Do that. Don't yeah, ever do that. Also, funny. Probably don't, you know, burn off your kids' corneas with a laser. Or put a pillow over their face. Probably should point out that's not a good thing to do to
well,
your kids.
We've all learned something today.
If you would like to get in touch with us and let us know your addresses, you have all won copies of Your No Guilt Pregnancy Plan by Rebecca Schiller. Well done. Please go onto iTunes and leave us a review. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter at Naughty Step Pod, not the Naughty Step, because that is a man, say it with me, who has a dildo on his face. Bye!
Get some sleep.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.